Yeah, of course it is. You know, we've worked really hard to try and get the performance levels better. Did a lot of work yesterday and played really well, I thought. But there's a saying that I say to my players quite often, the games will end up being decided by both boxes. And I mean, I can't tell you how many good chances we've had in their box. I think the referees cost us. I've got to see it again, but Tom Elliott's header, there looked absolutely nothing wrong with it. I'll look at that again, but that's poor, because that should have put us in the lead. And then, you know, my only criticism of the team today was the amount of times that ball was rolling in and around the 6-yard line for them, and we were static, we weren't on the move, and we could have really been 2 or 3 up before they get their goal at the end there. But again, we don't put ourselves in the position in one box, and then we don't defend the other box late on.
You seem to set up slightly differently, but no less attacking, I thought.
No, we had a go. I'm glad we got the hoodoo off our back with the goal, but you can see we're trying to score. You can see things go against you when you're having a little bit of a bad time. They go with you sometimes, and I think a few things went against us today, particularly the ref with that Tom Elliott goal. But again, other than late on defending the box properly, they've scored a deflected free kick. And other than that last minute, I think the boys have played pretty well. I don't think there's a hell of a lot they've done wrong. And I hope the fans feel the same way.
Yeah, going forward, hit the woodwork. Try defensively, in numbers, I thought.
Yeah, we look solid. It's a big pitch here and you're away from home. And the onus on the home team to come at you. And I don't remember them having too many chances. A few long-range shots. And again, it's a deflected free kick. And then it's just an individual thing at the end where one person's beat another person in the air. And, you know, that's football, unfortunately. We have to take it on the chin. But as for the performance, as for the energy, as for the commitment and the confidence of the players after the week we've had, I thought it was very, very good.
Tuesday was a point taken that really, I think, left us all on the floor and in a bad place. This is actually a defeat, which probably gives us far more optimism.
Yeah, you know, I like to see our team play well. But, you know, at the moment, points are hard to come by. We're struggling a little bit, and this is a tough league, as we know. Everyone's fighting for their lives now, or fighting for promotion or playoffs, and it's all happening. And, you know, we're a decent team when we play like that. And as I say, we've come away from home. We should have won. We haven't. And unfortunately, as manager, I've got to take that on the chin.
It must have been a big boost for morale.
I'd rather have played bang average and won than play well and lose, because it is all about points at the end of the day. So, we've got to try and get that winning way back. But if we perform like that, then we're going to have a better chance than how we did midweek.
And it's Chillingham next away. Priestfield's always been pretty good to us.
Let's hope so. It's not an easy place to go. AD's gone in there and done a good job. So, it's got to come soon. And if we keep going, it will come soon. If we keep playing like that. And we've got a few players hopefully coming back over the course of the next week or so, which will make a big difference.
And are you looking up or looking down?
I'm looking to get to 52 points. So absolutely 100%. You have to worry about what's below you. We've worked too hard to get to 39 points, you know, with 15 games to go. It's a decent position to be in. We've worked hard to get here, and I'm certainly looking to get to 52 points as quick as we can.